Well, in Russia, President Vladimir Putin has declared a state of emergency after a giant fuel spill in a remote Arctic region. Putin is angry at the slow response to the accident, which took place a week ago. Environmentalists are comparing it to the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill off the coast of Alaska. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow.
President Putin held an emergency teleconference on Wednesday after news trickled back to Moscow of an environmental catastrophe north of the Arctic Circle. Putin glared at nervous officials on a giant teleconference screen. He grilled them over their sluggish response after a fuel reservoir at a power plant collapsed and spilled more than 20,000 tons of diesel. Putin asked why local authorities only found out about the spill via social media, and he declared a state of emergency. State television showed how rescue workers had put up special booms on the contaminated river to contain the spill. But as of Friday morning, only 150 tons of oil products had been recovered. The company responsible for the accident, Norilsk Nickel, is one of Russia's largest metal producers. It plans to clear away contaminated soil and collect the toxic mix of water and fuel from the river. Alexei Knizhnikov of the World Wildlife Fund Russia says a big problem is the remoteness of the location, 1,800 miles from Moscow.
There is no roads there, so it's very difficult to bring enough storage capacity to keep this fuel. It's a huge amount.
He says the spill is comparable to the Exxon Valdez disaster 30 years ago in terms of volume, but not environmental impact, since the polluted water is unlikely to make it to the open sea.
My understanding is that the main victims of this pollution will be fish in a river and lake.
Knizhnikov says that most of the diesel fuel that isn't cleaned up will simply evaporate. Greenpeace Russia is less optimistic. It says the spill will poison the delicate Arctic environment for many years to come. With global warming, the Arctic environment is changing rapidly as permafrost, the layer of soil that stays frozen throughout the year, is beginning to thaw in the summers. Norilsk Nickel says thawing permafrost may in fact have caused the diesel fuel tank to collapse in the first place. On national TV, Norilsk Nickel Vice President Sergei Dyuchenko insisted the company did not try to hide the catastrophe.
He
said the local mayor knew about the situation and should have informed the governor, who answers to Putin. On Thursday, local law enforcement arrested a foreman at the power plant where the accident took place. He faces up to 5 years in prison for violating environmental protection rules. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.